Love that good Christmas music, amen. Luke chapter 2 is where I'm going to take you this morning. Luke chapter 2, and we'll begin reading at verse 1. Familiar passage, but I don't want it to be so familiar to us that we just read over it and like it's like we do some things that we've seen a lot, because there's still a very special meaning to this passage that we're looking at this morning about the birth of Jesus. And so in verse 1 it says, "In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.' When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. And at the end of the 8 days when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb." Have you heard the story about Jesus? Have you heard about the story of Jesus? Mary and Joseph were betrothed, it said, to be husband and wife and spend their lives together. I'm sure Mary was excited and looking forward to her marriage. She had dreams and great anticipations for the future, as any young bride-to-be would be or would have. Yet God had very special plans for this young lady. She was about to be asked to do something and be something that no other woman had ever done before or since. One day an angel appeared to young Mary and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at that saying. She hadn't heard that before, hadn't seen this before. It was all new. What kind of greeting is this, and why me? The angel comforted Mary and said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he'll reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Wait a minute. Son of the Most High? Son of God? What kind of greeting is this? And And how can this be since I'm a virgin, Mary says. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, Mary, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. This was quite a bit for Mary to take in, but she said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be unto me according to your word." Even though the angel's appearance surprised her and probably even frightened her, wouldn't you say? Mary was a faithful servant of the Lord. She was ready to serve God and do whatever he asked her to do. And what a great honor that was, right? What a great honor to be the one woman in history that was chosen to bear and raise the Son of the Most High God, right? What a privilege that was. And Mary didn't shrink back from that, but she faithfully accepted the assignment that the Lord had given her. And now fast forward approximately 9 months. That's usually the time, right? It is now close to the time when Mary should give birth, but the tax man came calling. The tax man. However, this did not ruin Mary's excitement about this greatly anticipated day. You see, Joseph had to go to his hometown to settle the taxes, and his hometown happened to be Bethlehem. It was about 90 miles away from where they were, and exactly where the prophet Micah had said that Jesus would be born. And so they packed up and they went to Bethlehem. It's always interesting how God can use many different means to accomplish his purposes, even corrupt government officials. And this is exactly what he did so that Mary would be in Bethlehem at precisely the time that Jesus was to be born. It wasn't really necessary that Mary would go with Joseph to pay the taxes, but I would assume that Joseph wouldn't have it any other way, wouldn't you? I figured he'd probably be worried sick, don't you? Leaving Mary behind so close to the time to give birth. So away they went to Bethlehem. And just as the prophecy foretold, the time came for Mary to give birth to God's Son after they arrived in Bethlehem. What would be a suitable place for this to take place? I wonder. Where could they do that? They tried the inn, but there wasn't any room in the inn, the Bible says. And so right nearby, perhaps even connected to the inn, there was a stable where the animals were fed and kept. No hospital was available as we would do today. Just a stable, and probably not a lot of people there in that stable, just the animals and some hay and so forth, but it seemed to work out. And where would they put the baby when the baby was born? Well, there's a manger right over there. There's a feeding trough that has some hay in it. And you know, the donkeys and horses eat out of that, but you know, that seems to be the best place for that to take place, for Jesus to be laid in that manger. And it was in that place that Mary gave birth to her firstborn son that we read about in verse 7. Now, the fact of the baby being called the firstborn son, now that's important for us to know because it reminds us again of what was in chapter 1, where it says that Mary was a virgin. And although Mary had other children with Joseph later, this child was her firstborn that was conceived by the Holy Spirit of God, because the Bible says that Joseph did not know Mary in that way until after Jesus was born. And so it happened. Mary gave birth there, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, we read. Laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Thus did God visit planet Earth. Amen? Thus did God visit planet Earth in the person of a helpless baby and the poverty of an ill-smelling stable. He began his visit on earth in a manger. He ended it on a cross. And along the way, there was no place to lay his head. That's our Savior. The first ones to hear about his birth wasn't the royalty back in Jerusalem. It wasn't the rich and famous, but it was lowly shepherds tending to their flocks by night. And although Jesus came for the rich and famous too, aren't you glad that he came for the normal folks like us, right? He came for just normal folks like us. Now, it was the business as usual that night for the shepherds. They probably was just doing their thing, not thinking much about it, doing their thing. It's a quiet night and not much out of the ordinary, except in a little while, an angel of the Lord appeared. That's not an everyday occurrence, right? Has that happened to you lately? Hasn't ever happened to me. But so I could just imagine when the shepherds saw this angel appeared and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, as the scripture says, I would imagine they were greatly afraid, don't you? But the angel comforted them as angels do and said, "Fear not. Don't be afraid. I'm bringing you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." If you ask me, that's great news, right? That is great news. And that very day in nearby Bethlehem, a baby had been born. That baby, who is Christ the Lord, his name is Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. His name is Christ because he is the anointed one of God, the promised Messiah to Israel. He is the Lord, God manifest in the flesh. And then at that point, heaven's angels just couldn't contain themselves anymore. And they just burst forth praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is well pleased." Do you know who God is well pleased with today? Who is God well pleased with today? I imagine there's a lot of things he's not pleased with, don't you? A lot of things in our world today that he's not pleased with. But do you know who he's pleased with? He's pleased with those who accept Jesus for what he came for, and that's to save us from our sins, because no one else could. No one else could. Yes, God is most pleased with those who would receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. That's the whole story about Christmas, right? The angels told the shepherds how they could find Jesus, that if you'll go to Bethlehem, you'll find him in a manger. He'll be wrapped in swaddling clothes. God made it easy to find Jesus, didn't he? Made it easy to find Jesus. I believe that baby Jesus was the only one in town lying in a manger, don't you? The only one. The Bible said that the shepherds made haste. They hurried to get to Bethlehem to find this event that had happened. And when the shepherds arrived at the manger and they saw Jesus with Mary and Joseph, just like the angel had told them, they, like the angels, just couldn't contain themselves any longer, and they ran and told everybody. It said they made known the saying that had to everyone concerning this child, and everyone wondered at what they were talking about. They stood in awe of what they had heard. As for Mary, she just sat and she treasured up all these things in her heart. Bible says she pondered them in her heart. She was thinking carefully about these things. The shepherds came back and they were glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. What a very special first Christmas night, right? Wasn't that wonderful? Very special first Christmas night. I hope that you have a wonderful Christmas day with your family. Some of y'all are doing it today, and some later. We're going to do it on Wednesday. But as we're doing it, would you remember this story? Would you remember that, you know, we're doing all this because of Jesus? It's nice to give gifts. It's nothing wrong with that. I like to get gifts too, don't you? That's kind of neat. I'm not asking for anything of my family or anybody else, but it's always neat, right? It's always nice. But let's remember what Mary pondered in her heart. She pondered all these things about Jesus. Man, that's the greatest good news ever, right? That's it. And so you have a very Merry Christmas. Let's stand together and we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you and praise you. We're so grateful to serve you. So grateful for Jesus. Lord, I pray that everybody here knows you as Savior and Lord. And if they don't, right now while I'm praying, they're just asking you, Lord, I don't understand all about it. I don't understand everything that happens with this, but I just know that I need you. I know that I've never trusted you before as my Savior. I know that according to your word, I'm a sinner, because we all are. And so, Lord, I pray that you would come into my life right now and forgive me of my sins and cleanse me that I may be one of your children. And Lord, would you save me today? And Father, I'll give you, careful to give you the praise for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.